Strange for a Killer, starring Dan O'Hurley. A tale well calculated to keep you in suspense.
Mister, this is as far as you go.
Why? What's the matter, officer? What's wrong?
You'll have to park here for a while. The street's closed.
But I live on this street. I've got to get home. My wife's waiting for me. She just had a baby.
Well, you'll be a little late.
Now, just a minute.
Look, will you keep your voice down?
Oh. What is this, a stakeout?
Yeah.
Who are you after?
Roy Jaleska.
Jaleska? That guy who's wanted for murder?
That's right.
Where's he hiding?
Down the street, three doors. There's a cop every 10 feet from here to the river. You better go into the drugstore and wait. You can call your wife if you want.
Oh, I think I'd better. Where'd you say he was?
That boarding house across the street, down three doors.
We live in the apartment house right next to it. You don't think there'll be any shooting?
Just tell your wife to stay inside and keep her door locked. She'll be all right.
Thanks. What's the matter, honey? I thought you weren't going to answer.
I was looking after Johnny.
He okay?
Yes. Just getting hungry.
Well, go ahead and feed him. I'm going to be late. I don't want to scare you, Jess, but there's going to be a little trouble next door. I don't want you to leave the apartment.
Trouble?
The police are after someone who's been hiding out in the boarding house next to us. The whole block is surrounded, and I won't be able to get home till it's over. And remember, you're not to come out.
All right.
There's nothing to be afraid of, Jesse. Just stay inside and keep the door locked.
There's no need for that now. Goodbye, dear.
What? Jesse! Hello? Hello? Jesse? I tell you, Sergeant, I'm positive there's something wrong up there in my apartment.
What makes you so sure?
Well, my wife was afraid of something. I know she was. Something right there in the room with her. I didn't realize how different she sounded until I hung up.
You say you live next door to the boarding house?
Yes, the apartment house next door on the third floor. I'm sure he's in there with her.
He could be anywhere now. We've hit the boarding house, and he wasn't in his room.
I knew it. He went across the roof. He's with Jesse and my son.
Now, don't go jumping at any conclusions.
Our apartment is on the top floor. He could get in easy enough.
Maybe.
Let me go up there, Sergeant. Please let me go up there. I've got to be with my wife and baby.
What good would that do? We're not even sure he's there.
I'll make sure. Look. Look, if everything's all right, if he isn't there, I'll call the drugstore and have them tell you so. If he is, Well, I'll let you know somehow. We can think of some kind of signal.
All right. Now, listen to me.
Yes.
Go straight to your wife. If you pass anyone you don't know on the stairs or in the halls, keep going and don't look back. He's trapped and he's scared now, and he'll kill you if he thinks you're onto him.
I realize that.
If he's not in your place when you get there, call the drugstore. If he is there, well, there's nothing I can tell you. You'll be on your own. But don't try to signal. You wouldn't get away with it, and it's not necessary. If I don't get your call 10 minutes after you go in, we'll know.
Yes, sir.
Remember this, mister. If he's there, don't try to be a hero. Just do whatever he tells you. Keep a good distance from him, and don't make any quick moves. He's been in spots like this before, and he'll know what it means.
I know.
That's about all, I guess. Just be careful. We want this man. We want him bad. But we don't want anyone hurt getting him. We can help it. You understand?
I understand. And thanks.
Okay, mister. You can get going.
Jesse! Jesse, it's me! Jess! Honey, is everything okay?
Come in, Henry.
Get your hands over your head, get up against the wall, and don't make any noise or I'll kill you.
Afraid of your gun.
That's because you've never been hit by a 45. I'm warning you. You won't never know what it means to wish you could die till you get a 45 slug in the stomach.
Henry.
Don't worry, Jesse. I know he means it.
I mean it.
It won't do any good, you know. No matter what happens to us, no matter how long you stay here, they'll get you.
Listen there, guys, just like me, those blue suits don't make them Superman. They make mistakes like everyone else. They already made a big one.
What?
They shouldn't have sent you.
Nobody sent me. My wife didn't sound right when I spoke to her over the phone. I came up to find out why.
Yeah, she gave it away. She's sorry about that.
Jesse, did...
It's all right, Henry. Please, it's all right.
Did he hurt you, Jess?
Never mind that.
She just got out of the hospital.
Would you like to see her go back?
I hope they kill you.
They might. I thought about it. I guess maybe you better start thinking about it, too. It'll happen next time you make a crack like that.
Henry, don't. Don't.
I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. You're going to give me the right answers. The right answers, mister. The first time, or you'll get hurt bad.
What do you want to know?
Where were you when you made that phone call?
Drugstore. At the corner.
And your wife don't sound right. You think maybe something's wrong.
Yes.
You want to get up there. You want to find out why.
Yes.
What takes you so long?
What?
We don't hear you coming up the stairs till almost 10 minutes after she hangs up. What are you doing all that time?
Well, you see, at first I wasn't sure she sounded like there was something wrong. It was only after I hung up and got to thinking about it that I started to worry. And then I made up my mind to come up.
You don't stop to talk it over with the cops?
Why should I? How could I know it was you in here?
Cops all over the block looking for me, searching every building. Streets probably closed off, and your wife sounds scared over the phone. She don't say why. Sounds like someone's with her, and she don't say who. And you don't think it might be me?
Well, yes. Maybe.
You don't say nothing to the cops, though?
No.
You just come up all by yourself?
Yes.
You're sure of that?
Yes.
Okay.
No. No! Henry! Henry! Oh, Henry.
It's all right. I'm all right, Jesse.
What do you think I am? There's a line of cops 5 feet thick around every building in the block, and no one gets through unless they let them. You're here because they put you here. I'm giving you just 5 seconds to tell me why. What's the big plan?
He's hurt. Can't you see you've hurt him?
I don't know about that plan. I don't know what they're going to do. But they know you're in here.
Go on.
I did go to the police when I thought you were here with my wife. I don't think they believed me at first. But I talked them into letting me come anyway. If you weren't here, I was supposed to call them right away.
And if I was?
Nothing. Just wait. And if they didn't hear in 10 minutes, it meant I couldn't call. That you were in this room.
What time is it?
Too late. Much too late. They know Jaleska. They've stopped searching. They know you're here. You haven't got a chance.
I got a chance. As long as I ain't alone, I got a chance. You, lady. Go get that kid.
No.
Why do you want him? We'll do anything you say. You look okay. You don't want to hurt the kid.
Nothing will happen if you do like I tell you. Get him, lady.
All right, Jesse.
Henry.
It's all right, I'm sure of it. You haven't got much time, Juleska. You know it. Killing our baby is something you wouldn't do. You can bring him in, Jesse.
If you say so.
You're so sure this is the end of the line for me. And those cops down there, they're so sure. Well, I'm telling you, I got lots of time. And you're going to help me take it.
Yeah?
That's right. Now back up to the wall and peel off that jacket.
What?
You heard me. Take off the jacket. And throw it on the floor.
Sure. All right. What are you going to do?
I'm not going to do anything. You're going to take it for a while.
Well, what do you mean?
You don't get it, eh? I'm kind of surprised.
I don't see any way out for you, if that's what you mean. They know you're here.
Yeah, they know I'm here. You made sure of that, didn't you? So they're covering every way out, doors, windows, alleys. What do you suppose would happen if I tried one of them?
They'd probably kill you.
Yeah. I start out that window and every cop comes running to the bottom of the fire escape to see I don't finish the trip. There won't be any cops anywhere else, see? In the alleys or on the streets or down near the river. They'll all be watching the guy on the fire escape, won't they? And the guy on the fire escape, he don't need to be me, does he?
It won't work. You're crazy to think that'll work.
I got to take that chance now. You're going out that window, mister. And you're going to take your time doing it.
They've seen me. They know what I look like.
They saw a guy in a leather jacket right close up. Now you're a guy in a white T-shirt, three stories over the street coming on a fire escape. That makes you a different guy. That makes you Roy Juleska.
Well, what if they start shooting? The minute I step out in that window.
What if they do? It's a chance you got to take. You don't want me to take all the chances, do you? Little guy. All right, bring him in.
He's asleep. He's asleep.
What's his name?
Johnny.
Johnny, eh? That's a nice original name. He's a little kid, so. I don't guess you'll put up any arguments, will you, mister?
No. No arguments.
And I'll be right here with your wife and kid till I see our little schemes working, so don't try no tricks on the way down.
I won't.
What does he mean? Henry, what are you going to do?
You can read about it in the papers, lady. Now go turn out the light.
The light?
Turn it out. But don't try nothing, neither one of you. You got your kid in here now, and there's no telling who'll get hit if I had to shoot wild.
Turn it out, Jesse.
Henry,
the lights, come on. Now, you, the window. Okay, they're all waiting. Get going.
You can't let him go out there. They'll think he's you. They'll kill him.
I stepped out onto the slatted platform and started toward the flimsy iron ladder. The cops had seen the light go out and I could hear quick moving in the street. I could feel every eye focused on me. Juleska was right. It was going to work.
All right, hold up there. We see you. Don't take another step.
And then I discovered there was a part of the plan Juleska hadn't told me. The part that would guarantee his escape. From the window behind me, he fired down into the police. Their guns flew off automatically and every one was aimed at me.
Touch him, let him alone.
He's losing blood. I've got to have a doctor.
You get a doctor, lady.
Why don't you go? What are you waiting for? Haven't you done enough? He's been shot. He's hurt, and you stand there. I thought you wanted to get out. Well, get out now. Get out!
Jesse.
Henry, you'll be all right. Don't try to move, darling. You'll be all right.
Is he gone?
No, mister. I ain't gone. A little scheme don't look like it's gonna work. Coming up the stairs right now.
Don't move, Henry. Be over in a minute.
You're glad, huh?
No. I'm not glad. I feel sorry for you.
Don't. I've been running a long time. I think it'll feel good to stop. Funny. When they're after you and you're running away, you look the same, you act the same as you always did, but it's different on the inside. You're all tight and twisted. No matter what you're doing, you can't relax. You can't get a good deep breath. Yeah, I think I'm almost glad.
Come on up, Gillesker.
Those guys are going to do a lot of bragging tomorrow.
I know you're in there. Come out with your hands up, or we're coming in after you.
And they finally get me, Gillesca, the guy they're all afraid of.
You killed a man.
Yeah, I killed a guy. I got mad, real mad. Things happen when you get that way. Things you can't stop. When it's over, no matter how it happened, you're different from anyone else. You're a killer. One day, you're just a guy, and then something happens, and you're a killer.
Please go, please. Haven't you heard us enough?
Sure, sure, I'll go. Why not? Make much difference now, huh? Buddy, you know what I mean, don't you? You're just a guy.
Yeah. Put your gun down. Maybe they'll give you a chance.
Chance? What chance? I've been waiting for a chance all my life.
Give her the gun. It'd be better.
Forget it. Get out of the way, lady. I'm going out.
Why don't you let me have your gun?
Get back. Get way back.
Jesse.
It's all right, Henry.
That's right. Stay there. I... Stay just like that.
Okay, Gillesker. Hold it right there. Don't come any farther.
Where's Johnny?
In the other room. Way in back.
There's six guns on you. You haven't got a chance. Drop that thing and come down with your hands over your head.
Oh, no. Have tried.
Jesse.
Yes.
Why didn't it work? They shot at me. And then there was at least a half minute when he could have got out that door. Why didn't he? What made him wait?
Don't talk, darling. It's all over now.
What happened? Tell me.
When the police fired at you, he started for the door. He was almost out. And then he stopped. He came back, Henry. They were still shooting. He went out onto the fire escape and lifted you into the room. Then he started for the door again, but we could hear the police on the stairs. It was too late.
Is your husband all right?
I don't know. I think so. Will you get a doctor, please?
I already sent one.
Take it easy, mister. You're going to be okay. Just lie easy.
Yeah, sure. You know, it's funny.
Hmm?
Not funny. Strange. Strange for a killer.
CBS Radio.